96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. At work, at home, or at play, black women love to look good. And the billion-dollar business of black beauty products says so. Well, tonight, we're taking a closer look at the black beauty business. What does it take to break into it and how it's evolving? My guests are Jermaine Bold Lefferidge. She is the founder of the Ubiquitous Beauty Hair and Health Expo. Starts this weekend. We're going to talk about that. And also, we're going to talk to the lady behind Mayel Organics, Monique Rodriguez. Lines are open if you have a question or comment about breaking into the business of beauty, whether it's hair, makeup, head to toe. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can also comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow us on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR. Jermaine and Monique, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, congratulations, Jermaine. This is year three?
Absolutely.
Okay, for Ubiquitous. So Ubiquitous is now ubiquitous because it's...
Yes, it continues. It's going to be everywhere.
For those who are not familiar with it, explain the purpose behind the Beauty Hair and Health Expo.
Well, I came up with the name Ubiquitous. Well, I didn't come up with it. When I discovered what ubiquitous meant, it means to exist, to be everywhere at the same time. And I wanted to do this expo. And when I thought about doing it, I said, what's the name? And God gave me Ubiquitous. And when you look at the sheer definition of it, you know, to exist, to be everywhere at the same time, only God is ubiquitous. And so for that, that meaning for me said, we need to make a difference in others' lives. When I meet you, Harold, I want you to remember me when I'm long gone. I want to make a difference. If I can help you, I need to help you. And that's how you become ubiquitous and to be more Christ-like. So in translating that into beauty, we also understand that beauty resonates from the inside out. And I saw a real trend where naturalistas were separating themselves from women that choose to wear their hair relaxed.
Wait a minute. Naturalistas?
And that chemical free.
Oh yeah. So you got the hair crack ladies, and then you got the Afro. I'm not my hair, folks.
Right.
Okay.
And so it was like we were separating ourselves, and I just felt that, you know, we don't have enough power to separate ourselves based on how we choose to wear our hair. Come on. You know, how much money do you have in the bank? You know, what's your credit score look like? So, you know, those are the things that's going to be lasting and help us to build our legacies, stronger legacies for our family. So I came up with this ubiquitous beauty, hair, and health trade show.
For those who want to attend, because as I said, it starts tomorrow through Sunday, where is it?
And what
can they expect to see, including, of course, Monique Rodriguez, because we're going to get to her in just a bit.
Oh, man, Harold, there's so much they can expect. It's not like any other trade show that they've ever been. It's entrepreneurship at its best. We have very thought-provoking panel discussions. We have workshops where these entrepreneurs are talking about their brands and how to use their brands. We have star-studded entertainment. We have Vivian Green tomorrow. We have Marcus Wiley. On Sunday, we have Yolanda Adams, Morette Brown Clark. We have Zane, the writer. Let me see, who else do we have? And Nicole Irie Parker. Mm. And guess what, ladies? Who is she married to?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
We're going to get into that. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about the business of black beauty, how to break in, how to stay in, and what it takes to be a part of this multi-billion dollar business. business. Monique, your products, Mayel Organics, even if people don't know your face, they know your products. As a man, I don't use them, but I am familiar with them. You're in Target. I think you're, where else are your products? In the grocery stores? They're everywhere.
Yeah, so we're in Target, Sally Beauty Supply, and also the grocery store and select beauty supply stores.
You started off as a nurse.
Correct.
Explain how you went from nurse to millionaire entrepreneur.
So I started Mayel Organics just out of my love for all things beauty and hair and health. But I didn't understand that that was my passion at the time. When I went to school to become a nurse, I went to school to become a nurse because I was told to become a nurse. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Because your mama said so.
My mom wanted me to be a nurse. She wanted to be a nurse herself, but she wasn't able to go to college to become a nurse. So she always instilled in me, you know, you need to go to school. You need to go to college. You need to become a nurse because as a nurse, you'll always have a job. You'll never be without work. So when you're 18, 19 years old, you're living to please your parents and not necessarily pleasing yourself. And, you know, I wasn't able to really figure out what I wanted to do with my life. So at that time, you know, I did what I was told to do. I wanted to please my mom. I wanted to make my mom happy. I wanted her to be happy seeing her daughter walk across stage. So I went to school to be a nurse. And I finished school and started working as a labor and delivery nurse. So I worked in women's health. So I've always worked with women because that's always been a passion of mine. But a year into nursing, I said, I cannot do this for the rest of my life because, you know, I saw my, you know, peers, they were older than me and they were miserable in their position. You know, they were complaining that their knees hurt, their back hurts, you know, just different. They were just not happy in the nursing field.
So how did you get to this making this product, discovering this process from nursing?
Well, because, like I said, I've always had a passion for the beauty and the hair space, but I wanted to become an entrepreneur. I've always had the entrepreneur bug in me. And I had to pray and ask God, what is it that I can do that I can take my nursing career, because I didn't want to let my degree go to waste, but also combine, you know, what I was passionate about, which was beauty and hair, and how can I combine the two? And I came up with the idea to combine the two by educating women about using healthier products for their hair and their skin. And, you know, I did what came naturally to me was to educate, because like I said, I worked in women's health for 8 years. I was always educating people. So I started educating people about hair and taking care of their hair and their bodies.
How did you develop the product?
So initially, I started researching ingredients. That's how I started. I became obsessed with just knowing what was in my products. And I found that a lot of the products that were out were not meeting my standards of the ingredients that I wanted in my products. So I started researching myself. And I initially started ordering ingredients myself, and I would mix them at home in my kitchen.
And really?
Yeah, that's how I started.
Okay.
And, you know, people would, they would look at me like, you know, what are you doing? Or what's this that you're mixing now? And they wasn't understanding what I was doing, but I had a plan. And my plan was to turn this into a business. So I started mixing ingredients in my kitchen, and I started on social media. I would post about it. And I would just, you know, at the time I probably had about 500 followers, and I would just engage with the people who were interested. And I would talk about what I did with my hair that day and, you know, the recipe that I used. And my aha moment was, people actually started using the recipes that I was posting about. Like I was actually doing it for fun, and I would get personal messages saying that, you know, I used a hair mask that you made and it made my hair feel so soft. Wow. Like, what ingredients are you using in your hair? Like, people would ask me that all the time. And, you know, I said, if I can educate them and provide information that's going to make them have a better life, because, you know, everybody knows that Black women, how we are about our hair, like our hair is our crown and glory.
Exactly.
And I felt that if I can provide information first before selling a product, then I can, you know, basically build that trust with whoever was listening to me. And that's how I started. I started building trust with my followers by providing them with education and good content. And then I developed an oil. That was our first product.
Well, hold on, because I want to make sure our listeners have an opportunity to talk to both you and Jermaine, because I'm sure they're going to have a lot of questions. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about the big business of Black beauty, of course, the ubiquitous Beauty, Hair, and Health Expo is this weekend at the Washington Convention Center. And by the way, if you want more information about that, you can find it online at ubiquitousexpo.com. Before you go into that, I want to talk a little bit about specifically the business, because, you know, Jermaine, you, for example, you didn't just come out of nowhere with Ubiquitous. You know, you have been in the business of beauty for many years. Talk to me about how the business has changed, how you decided to get into it, and some of those ups and downs that you've had to deal with.
Well, I really think that the beauty business is very interesting. As you all know, that Madam C.J. Walker was the first millionaire, black or white, female, first female millionaire. So I knew I always wanted to work for myself, really didn't know what I wanted to do. And I got an opportunity to work with Luster Products, and they've been in the business for a very long time. And I did that and sold to major retailers. And then I said, I really need to, I can do this on my own. I can become a broker. So Luster gave me the opportunity to broker their business in a small territory. And I really dug deep and start making money for them. And more importantly, making money for myself. I said, oh, I can do this. And then got a reputation for being effective, and other brands came. And I have a passion for helping people to build their brands. And this new millennial entrepreneur, they're different than anything I've ever seen before in my life.
Monique is laughing.
Really, it really is, because I look at the struggles, the Lusters, the Gardeners, the Summits, and people like that. They were the pavers, and they had to accept certain things, you know, with people telling them how much they were going to pay for their products, how much they're going to, discount it, and they really didn't have a choice. And the difference was that now the millennial entrepreneurs, they're talking directly to the consumer. They're going in there.
They're going around those middlemen.
And it's very effective. It's being very effective for them. I mean, even with Dylan, Monique and Melvin are one of my clients.
Melvin is her husband.
And, you know, they're always challenging us. You know, like we'll say, okay, well, you know, normally it's done like this. We don't do normal.
We do different. Let me go to the phone lines real quick at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Lisa calling from Baltimore. Thanks for calling, Lisa. What's on your mind?
Hi, how are you?
Doing just fine.
All right. First, I want to congratulate her on starting her own business from the nursing field, because I, too, was encouraged to go into nursing, but had to stop because I was diagnosed with lupus. And that's what I was wondering about her products. Does her products, are they good for lupus patients? Because I know with her being, you know, from a nursing background, she's familiar with the effects of lupus on, you know, patient skin and sometimes hair loss in the front, you know.
Yeah. So, hi, how are you?
All right. How are you?
Good, good. So, yeah, I'm very familiar with lupus, and that was one of the reasons, like I said, behind me launching the brand, is to create healthier options using, you know, healthier ingredients for our hair and our skin. So definitely you can use the products having lupus, because one thing to keep in mind is that, you know, 70 to 80% of everything that we use on our skin, including our hair, you know, people are not aware, or they don't realize that your scalp is also your skin. You know, the skin is the largest organ on your body. Everything that you put on your skin is absorbing your bloodstream. And I'm very conscious of that. And that's why I'm very strict, and I have very strict procedures of knowing what's in the products, because I want to make sure that it not only works for our hair type, but also healthy if absorbed in our bloodstream. So, yeah, definitely you can still use the products having lupus, because they are natural and certified organic ingredients that we use in our products.
Lisa, thank you so much for your phone call. We need to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the business of black beauty. If you have a question about it, we've been talking about business a lot this week, and I want to talk about financing a new black beauty business. Where do you get your money from? We're going to ask these experts. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back in just a moment. You got